Shit, man.
Niggas finally pulled up around this motherfucker. Blood, what's broken? What's happening, man? What's up, Tommy's out here, Blood Will, man? What's happening, Woo?
What's up, Woo?
All right, there it is. There it is. We live in action and shit, man. I got some special guest hosts tonight, man, that be tuning in. So y'all, you know, we gonna get real deep, man. And tonight it ain't about the shits and giggles. We're not gonna be shaking our ass and doing all that other type of shit, man. We finna keep it real gangster, man. So ain't gonna be no music played tonight, man. It's gonna be one song, man, out the whole hour. It's gonna be one song, man. So you know, get your Vaseline strapped up, man. We gonna give it to these niggas real. It real, real proper in a real bloody fashion, man, the way these niggas deserve it, man. So I want to get on a couple topics, man. I want to introduce a couple homies that I got on. Matter of fact, I'm going to let these niggas introduce themselves. I got a homie from South Central, man. I want to introduce myself. Hey, my nigga from South Central, man. What's happening? Blood, state your name. What you bang? What you doing, man?
What's up, the Blood? It's Project Bowie, South Pueblos. I'm Mafia Moo in it tonight. You know we on our set tonight, Mafia Moo Monday. You already know, Free Don D, Blood, Whoop.
All the motherfucking time. Now, I got another homie, Blood. I got a young homie right here, my nigga. Really with the Cherry Chuck movie, my nigga. Up out of Bompton. Hey, young homie from Bompton, Blood. Introduce yourself. Tell him what your name, what you bang, Blood.
Blood might not be on.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck it, Blood. We're going to get back to it. Nigga, you tell him what your name, what you bang in, nigga.
Nigga, that's Tiny Line, nigga. Link Park, Blood. Mafia Moon, nigga, you know.
All the time. Somebody should do what they do, Blood. But look, we're gonna get into some topics, man. I know everybody wanna know what's up with me and the Dago Ron Kind niggas. I'm gonna start saying that. The Dago Ron Kind niggas is my beef. Ain't with no LA Ron Kind niggas. Ain't with no Portland Ron Kind niggas. Ain't with no Seattle Portland Ron Kind niggas. It's with you funny ass San Diego Ron Kind niggas, Blood, and that's what it is, Blood. I ain't never went through on you niggas, Blood, but that's what it is with me now. Fuck the Ron Kind, fuck the San Diego branch of the Ron Kind, Blood. That's what it is. Except my nigga Lil Fat Bat, Blood. Blood, if it ain't Lil Fat Bat, Blood, it can burn, nigga. It can crumble, Blood, on LP. And fuck your little handshakes and your little apologizes. And y'all and niggas should bick your nails, Blood. Miss me with all that, Blood. It's on, Blood, on my mama, Blood. It's on dead homies, Blood. Niggas talking about niggas can't put shit on dead homies, Blood. That's on the dead homies, Blood, nigga. LP, Blood, that's what it is, nigga. And it's like that, nigga. I'm banging that to death, nigga. Fuck the Ron Kind, nigga. My mama, Blood, I just want to get that out the way, Blood. And anybody affiliated with a nigga on some San Diego shit, Blood. Much love to the Inglewood Ron Kind niggas and all that shit, Blood. I got love for the Ron Kind niggas outside of San Diego, Blood, only because they pushing the beat, Blood. And that's what I push, Blood. Fuck you funny ass niggas, Blood. On Blood, that's what it is, Blood. So, hey, anyway, my nigga, let's get into these projects that we got breaking. Hey, Project Bo, what's happening, man? I heard you got the mixtape. Oh, you just did a show with some Ron Kind niggas last night or something, didn't you?
On Blood, we just did a show last night with my niggas from Ron Kind English, Blood. My nigga Bo Almighty, Blood. Wolf, that nigga Sean Dees came through, too, on Blood. We was at the Cuban Peace last night, Blood.
Okay.
On Blood, I'm a fucker up in there.
On Blood, how'd that show go?
On Blood, that motherfucker went bull, Blood, on the set, Blood. That motherfucker was bragging on Blood. As soon as we hit this stage, that bitch got turned up on Blood.
On Blood.
That motherfucker
up, Blood. Hey, like I said, Blood, I got love for the Ron Kind English, Blood. They definitely in the motherfucking house. My nigga CK Wack just went home today. Well, he went to the halfway house. My nigga just left this motherfucker, Blood, and Chino on his way home. So the Inglewood niggas, my nigga CK Wack will be touching home. Now, look, y'all know I ain't no motherfucking radio host, man. I do what I can for the homies on the Blood Was Bracket show, Black and the Brown and all that old good shit, man. Get off your chest Sundays. Shout out Sundays and all that type of shit. I do got some real motherfucking house, and they are definitely in the motherfucking house. My nigga Catfish, hey, look, I'm going to introduce Catfish right now, and then he can introduce who he can bring along with him, man. We're going to do it like this, man. What's happening, GM? Let's go, man. What's happening? I know y'all on the line, man. What's happening, man? From the blind box, they definitely in the house. Let's give it up, boo, woo, 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 woo. Catfish, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Oh,
I'm
man,
Catfish,
so
man. Catfish, half of the blind box. I'm here with my compadre GM.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? My name is GM.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell y'all, hey homies on Blood, Blood World. Look, I went on their show. Y'all know I do my Dip James thing, too. You know what I'm saying? I do. Okay, I admit. Let me. Hey, look, I got a confession, man. I got a confession. I do a little pimping on the side. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know, man. I do send a bitch, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so look,
we,
man.
We didn't even know Dip James, bitch.
Right. Dip James, bitch, is my name, man. You know what I'm saying? Please put the bitch at the end. It's Dip James, bitch. So, look, I went on the blind box, man, with the pussy poke, man. We on there. We had a ball, man. I didn't even know I was on the air, man. Catfish and GM, they good people, man. It was real hospitality, man. They welcomed me to my show, man. So I asked the homies out of respect to show them the same hospitality, man, and show them how the blood through this shit, man. Real shit, man. They going to take over the show, man. They invaded. They going to take over the show. They got a couple questions they want to ask y'all. We're going to play a couple games,
okay,
man. I had ball, man. They had some shit, man, about white bitches, man. You know, I know my white bitches. It was real fun.
That's how we heard Dip James at first. Was Dip James, bitch, was on the line. We didn't even know it. Because at first, we were just playing the white girls game, and Dip James, bitch, in the background, like, nah, that ain't that bitch. And then all of a sudden, we're like, hey, who's on the line? He's like, it's Dip James,
bitch.
He said, oh, shit.
Bitch.
Hey, we appreciate having us, man.
Before we get into the show, I'm going to let y'all take over the show, man. Hey, look, I got a homegirl. I told her I was going to give her a shout-out. Tonight's her birthday, man. Happy shout-out to my homegirl, Lady Green. And she got a twin homeboy that's from the set. You know what I'm saying? Lil Joe Rider,
hey,
man. Shout out. Happy birthday to all of them. Hope y'all enjoy it, man. Hope y'all have many, many more.
Birthday,
whoop.
Whoop, whoop,
whoop.
Is that what y'all do here?
Yeah, we do the whoop. We whoop on the West Coast, man. We whoop on the West Coast,
yeah,
man.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to take all over right, the show, man. We're going to follow y'all lead. We're going to follow y'all lead, Catfish and GM. What's happening, man?
Man, we'll see how it goes, y'all. Number one, we appreciate y'all having us through. This is an experience, huh, Fish?
Oh, it is, man.
Hey, all right. So real quick, because I joined the call a little bit, I guess, late. Who is on the line right now?
Okay, we got this is me, this Tiny Line. You know,
okay.
I'm from, you know, Mafia Moon, Lincoln Park, you know, Don Diego, little brother. That's on the line. We got the homie from South Central, Project Bo. And then I think
okay,
we got the homie Snoopy, but I don't know if he's on the phone.
Did Snoopy get on the line? What's happening?
Blood. Hey, they just asked what's blood number, but I don't know blood number to put him on the They just everybody's been asking what's his number.
Okay, all right, look, well, I'm going to get him on the line and shit, blood. Hold on. I'll be right back. Y'all do what y'all do.
Okay.
And I'm going to go get the homie because we got another family member that we do want to introduce to y'all. And so y'all, yeah. AGM and Catfish, y'all going to do your thing, and I'm going to go get my partner real quick.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. First off, if we get anybody mixed up, our apologies. It's there's going to be a lot of voices, I can already tell. Tiny Project, good to meet y'all, man.
Good to meet you, too, man.
Yeah, good.
It's a little bit late over here right now. We're pushing like 12:30 or so. So we're over on the East Coast. I'm over on the East Coast. Fish is down in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do y'all got going on there?
Well, shit, me, I got this Tiny Line right here. I got a project that probably should be coming out in probably like January or February and shit. It's called All Gangsta. And probably a couple more shows down the line, I'll be leaking a song or two. But it's called All Gangsta, and it's just a little project I've been working on for like over a year now, trying to put it together correctly. But that's what I got going. And, you know, I don't really got a lot of features, but I got a lot of my homies on there. You know, I'm about to get Project Bohu on the phone. He about to bless me with a verse on there. I got some of my homegirls on there singing and shit. My homeboy Southeast Kurt, who also is another member of Mafia Move. He's supposed to be on the phone, but he in the delivery room right now for the, be blessing the child and shit. So, shout out to the homie.
Congratulations to him, man.
Yeah, on the real, shout out to him out there. He probably tuned in listening anyway, but, you know, that's the homie. So I got a cool little list on there, a cool little lineup, man. It should be coming out real soon. That's what I'm working on, though.
That's what's up. And Project, that's you, right?
Yeah, this Project Bo. Out of L.A.,
yep.
Don Mafia Move.
Right and
now,
I'm
working on my mixtape. Also, I'll be releasing in like mid-December, called Still on the Block. I've been working on it since I've been out of print, out the pen. I've been working on it a couple months now. So hopefully we have that up and running next month. putting that out. We just did a show last night at Cuban Pete's in Long Beach. Fucking
okay.
with the homies from Ronkind Ingles. Fucking with my nigga Kibo Bo Almighty. Shout out to the Ronkind Ingles.
Right.
And just chilling. No, I just been chilling, really getting this music together in these videos.
Word. How many videos you got? How many videos you got out?
Well, since I've been out, I got two out right now.
There you go. So you've been grinding since you got out.
Yeah, since I've been on it, man. Just trying to really make it happen right now. I'm waiting on the future from Tiny Line. We should get that out the way this week.
Tiny, what you waiting on?
Man, just waiting on him to slide the shotgun. You know,
hold on. Wait a minute. Time out. Time out, GM and Catfish. Let me give it to you. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me give it to you. Tiny is calling from a undisclosed location.
Okay.
Oh, Tiny is also in college.
Yes, he's
right.
also in college.
Yeah.
He's going to the University of California.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I understand. That was gonna be another question I was gonna ask, honestly, Dip James Bitch. I was gonna ask who is currently attending college right now?
Yeah, yeah. Who is enrolled? Is it a 2-year university? Is it a trade school?
I'm hella working on
Project Bo just left college about a month and a half. It took him 8 years to graduate.
He graduated, man.
Sometimes
it goes a little
years.
Slow. You know what I'm saying?
Dip,
I thought I saw that it was going to take you something like 400 years to graduate college. Is that the truth?
Man, I mean, and that's the earliest I'm going to get out this motherfucker. Let them tell it.
Dip, that's not even humanly. I mean, I know I'm telling you something you probably already realized a while ago. But
bruh.
That's not even humanly possible, bro.
Who's the fool here, me or the judge?
That's what I'm saying. I understand giving you years for your crime and shit like that. I get all that, how they want to play that, whatever. But like, at what point do they look like they're just being fucking just petty about the shit?
I mean, you know, all bullshit aside, man. When you I don't even want to say it because motherfuckers going to take it the wrong way. But when your name is, like, really out there on some bullshit, like, you know, known for doing shit that, you know, they, when they finally get you, they in their words, they stick
they
it
throw
to
the
you
book
real
at
good.
You.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they throw the book
at
you. And whether if nobody come into court saying it's you or not, you know, even in my case, people came up in here and said that it wasn't me. And it still turned all bad. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Man, now I got people calling my phone. Now it's too late. My nigga called the show. You know what I mean? Why are you calling my phone? I'm doing the show right now. You know what I mean? So, hey, but anyway, like, hey, yeah, real shit.
That's what they do, though. What you doing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But that's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, man, look, like I told the judge, man, like, you know, I'm going to do what I can, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to get the rest of it, like Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Shit. When I'm tired, you know, I'm going to leave this motherfucking earth, and I'm going to leave my stamp on this earth, man. Straight up.
Word. Like I said, when I saw that shit or whatever, I was like, 400 years? Like, damn, that's not even, like, that's, I don't know,
yeah, they humiliate themselves trying to humiliate you, you know what I mean?
They gave me the same amount of time that they had the slaves captive. It wasn't no coincidence that number, that many years was given to me.
Right.
Fish, what do you think about the 400 years?
When I first saw it, I did a double take. I thought it was a typo. I thought it was 40.
40 years? Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, somebody got fired over this. But then you just like, hey, man, like, somebody really, really did this. Somebody really put that in there. Like, that's crazy to me. It's one of those things where it's like when, like, you watching, like, the fucking Law and Order shows and shit like that, and they try to wrap everything up in a nice, neat package, and like, oh, we'll just give them 400. Like, that, come on, man. Like, this is a person. They got a family. They got all this other shit. Like, that's ridiculous.
And what's
that?
Yeah,
fuck it. And they will calculate that shit, too, on the real.
Yeah, that's what's crazy, is that, like, you think, like I said, like, you just think they just say natural life or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they can't, what are they going to do? One day, like, good behavior, that they just take off 30 years?
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, fuck them, man. You know, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck 12.
Yeah.
For all y'all that did know how much time I got, there it is. Goddamn, fuck.
Hey, man, I'm not trying. That's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Dip, because, like, I'm not Dip James, bitch. I'm not trying to, trying to put anything out there that you don't want out there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, you know, there it is. You know, you fuck. Shit, fuck it. It is, man. But
all the motherfuckers have been wondering.
Yeah.
Put that in your mouth.
Yeah, put that deep in your mouth. With the motherfuckers that help. Put it deep in your mouth with them. You know? Right.
Put that in your mouth.
Right.
That's crazy. Dip, all right, now I gotta ask Dip some questions here, because we've talked about Dip on our show. Again, the Blind Box, you can find us on iTunes, just for a quick plug. But Dip, you got a lot of... You're living comfortable right now, kind of, right?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all
right. All right. Now, hold on. Because here's what I was saying. Like, we were talking about in upstate New York, there was a couple dudes that broke out, and they got out by the help of a woman who worked there at the jail.
Right. Yeah.
And when they got out, Fish and I were like, well, they were fucking this chick. Like, she was bringing him shit. Like, she was bringing him, like, food and shit like that. Like, why would he want to leave? Like, they got everything. They got low expectations. Like, they already got everything figured out there. Like, what's the issue?
That is crazy.
They got food. They got a place to stay. They got pussy, food. They got everything. Like, they got everything handled. So why want to leave? So what I'm saying is... it sounds like your situation is kind of similar to that, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm baking it. All you Babylons that's listening, blood, I'm not playing in none of that type of shit. I'm baking it.
Right. I ain't trying to go nowhere. I'm both.
I'm baking it. I ain't got no plans to do nothing like that.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and, like, the only tunnel that you would dig is for, like digital cable for, like, internet or some shit like that, because you really don't have any issues. Like, why would you dig a tunnel to get out? Like, you might as well just dig tunnels to bring bitches in if you have to.
Right, exactly. I'm a bitch. I ain't tripping.
The bitches trying to come in.
Hey, Dip, real quick, can you give me a day in the life of college?
Shit, man, you know.
For you?
Nah, not really.
No? Okay,
nah.
All right, that's fair. No, you don't have to, I mean, I understand.
not really. Yeah, not really. All right, but look.
Word.
Man, look, check it out, man. So look, man, anyway, man, so look, man, motherfucker talk about your boy was supposed to be dropping the snitch album, right? So,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, motherfuckers say, you know, man, nigga, I'm spooked, the nigga finna drop a snitch album. Let me tell you something, man. This and this is on Linkin Park Bloods, my nigga. This on Dead Homie Bubba Chief, my nigga. If I was to drop a snitch album, nigga, you boo. Your buster ass is boo, nigga, because you ain't never did nothing, nigga. You nigga, if I was to drop a snitch album, on my mama, blood, you'd be the last nigga to get cuffed. Because you's a bitch, nigga. You ain't never did nothing for Linkin Park, nigga. Nothing but get on the mic, nigga. Except rap, nigga. It ain't no pinnacle for that, nigga. So you bull, nigga. You bull with all the heat about to drop. I'm the same nigga that looked to death on me right down the barrel, nigga. Took it on the chin, nigga. Three hot ones, nigga. Nobody name came up, nigga. I sit in that courtroom by myself. The only nigga up in that motherfucker fighting the case, nigga. Three bodies, nigga. So miss me with the subliminal, he finna be a snitch, nigga. You think I'm going to wait to start telling now, nigga? But if I did, nigga, you, boo. You ain't did shit, nigga. Nigga, quit lying to the fans like you some hell of a gangster. Nigga, you's a buster, nigga. My mama, nigga, you's a buster, nigga. Been horned for Mickey Slick for 15 years, nigga. Selling records and ain't getting nothing off of it, nigga. You ain't got the Dead Homies, nigga. Show a check, nigga. You been rapping for 15 years. Show one check, nigga. One. You ain't got one check, nigga. Repping another nigga company, you's a bitch, nigga, you's a hoe, nigga. Niggas is whoring for that nigga, blood. Let's just keep it what it is. You niggas is prostitutes, blood. On bloods, nigga. Put that on your Facebook, nigga. Post that, nigga.
Hashtag that with some Vaseline.
Hey, we need to upload this. We need to hell upload this Vaseline song, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to him about 20 minutes. I'm gonna give it to him. What type of blood spell his name, nigga? R-I-C. With no
type of blood?
What type of blood, or what do a blood do that, period? Nigga, left the K out, nigga, because the killer ain't in you, nigga. You ain't got no CKs, nigga. You spelled your name the right way, nigga. Fucking faggot.
Nigga, might as well put 2 C's on the back of that motherfucker then if you ain't
going to
put the
K. Why not? Why not, nigga?
You might
Why not?
So I guess nobody in the line is a fan of Ric Flair.
Ric Flair never claimed to be a blood, so I ain't mad the way he spelled his name.
He was styling in profiles, though.
he threw them grills up, though, don't he?
Yeah. He had that white hair, though, my nigga.
I'm going to start you niggas out after I drop this song, though, my nigga. And Ice B, you boo, though. I like the Ice B, nigga. On Bloods, I kind of like the Ice B, nigga. He ain't never did no bust and shit. My nigga ain't chose sides and shit. A nigga keep 100, you know. Yeah, the rest of you niggas, my nigga, you niggas is some strange characters, my nigga. You niggas some strange characters. Shout out to all the homegirls and all that type of, you niggas seen all them Don Mafia move profiles, my nigga, now y'all wanna say Big Kid and all that little shit, but you know, but fuck, we gonna go full fledged, my nigga. And I dare you niggas to diss me in the song. I dare you niggas to try that.
That ain't really the arena right there, bro.
I dare you niggas to try.
Shit,
hey,
ain't
play,
none of it
play,
was the arena.
Hey. Hey, let's play. Let's play.
They ain't gonna be lying in their song.
Let's play a game real quick. Hey, Catfish, and GM, can we play a game?
Fuck it, let's play a game. Why not?
Look,
all right. So, every once in a while on our show, what we do is we will play a game with the guest. As you notice, my voice is slowly slipping into more of a game show like tone. The reason why is because it is time for What Why Jada Do. That's right, everyone. It's time for What Why Jada Do. Let me explain what Why Jada Do is. That's right. In the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a famous rapper by the name of Jadakiss. Are you all familiar with Jadakiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Jadakiss had a hit song called Why. In this song, Jadakiss asked a lot of questions. He only answered about two of those questions. What we like to do on the Blind Box is we like to ask our guests one question of Jadakiss's why. Are you ready to play What Why Jada Do? Who would like to play What Why Jada Do first?
I kick it off. Let's roll.
let's do it. Dip James, nah, is that you? All right, Tiny. Let's do Tiny. Then we'll do Dip James, bitch. Then we'll do Project.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me. Tiny. Why is ratting at an all-time high? Again, Tiny, the question that I have for you is, why is ratting at an all-time high?
I hella don't know why. Why?
That is what I need to know from you, Tiny. Go ahead.
Motherfuckers like running their mouth, but it depends on what you mean by ratting. They're telling ratting. Or the bitches like turbug and ratting. Okay.
No, I do not know what turbug and ratting is.
Okay, that's a whole nother story right there. That's a whole
We will
story.
Get into that story okay. after What Why Jada Do? Presented by the Blind Box, found on iTunes.
What Why Jada Do? That's my answer though. What the fuck did Jada do? But shit, I don't know. Probably the motherfucker's scared to do time. Shit. Motherfucker's scared to take responsibility for what shit they signed up for, you know?
Because motherfuckers are scared to take responsibility for the shit that they signed up for. Is that your final answer, Tiny?
The final answer.
Just hold on 1 second. I have Jadakiss right here. I will ask Jadakiss. Because motherfuckers refuse to take credit for what they signed up for. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's real.
Aha!
There you go. Jadakiss agrees with you, Tiny. Motherfuckers refuse to take responsibility for the shit that they signed up for. Tim James, bitch, are you ready to play What Y Jada Do?
Woo.
Woo. Indeed. Tim James, bitch.
I was laughing at the whoop indeed.
Whoop indeed.
Dip James, bitch. Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Again, Dip James, bitch. Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break?
Why is a brother of Jordan?
No, why is a brother up north in the pen going to college?
Oh,
excuse me.
Okay.
Better than Jordan that ain't get that break.
Oh, man, cause look, I don't know if he's better than Jordan, but there's some niggas up here that can dribble the ball. There's some niggas in here that could dribble the ball that probably should have got a shot. But
they didn't get that break
because they went to the wrong college.
North
Carolina. And these motherfuckers, they went to a whole different university. You do what I'm saying?
They went to the University of Hard Knocks.
University of Triv, even.
The University of what?
Triv, T-R-I-V.
Could you please explain Triv to me, Dip James?
Triv, see, our conversation that we got going right now is Triv.
Mm-hmm. Very Triv.
Now, I'm gonna give you another example of Triv. When you in traffic, right? Boom, and you and your boy y'all smoking the fat blunt, and then boom, the police pull up right behind you.
Yes.
In that moment, when you first look up and you see the police in the rear view, that's Triv.
That sounds terrifying to me.
Now look, when the judge gave me 400 and some years, what is that?
That is very Triv.
Definitely Triv.
Triv.
Hell of a motherfucking Triv.
Hell of a motherfucking Triv.
We are in the University of Triv.
There's class being taught right now. I feel like I'm learning.
I try to help knowledge go to the masses here at the Blind Box. What's Brack and Blood? Okay, Project, are you ready to play What Y Jada Do?
Yeah,
I don't even know what Dip James bitch's answer was, but I can't even. I'm shocked after learning Triv. That's a good enough answer.
My answer was Triv.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. That's how I feel.
No. You feel Triv.
Yeah, that was very Triv. Fish, how do you feel about Triv?
I'm just wondering, is Suwoo Triv? Is that Triv as
it
well?
Can't
or
be.
Is that not Triv?
It can be Triv.
Okay.
It can turn Triv. It depends on what end of the swoop you want.
And who's doing the swooping?
Yeah,
so what are the different situations? Like how could it be Triv, then how could it not be Triv?
Tell him how it could be Triv, bro.
Man, if I say swoop and something cool, and the homies is coming, it might be Triv as fuck. If I get
Project,
that swoop.
Project, tell him how swoop it could be Triv.
But you got niggas out here still whooping that really ain't still whooping. Half these niggas out here faking, blood, playing.
Ah, that would not be true.
Trying to be something they ain't.
And that would not be Triv, correct?
No, that would be Triv.
No, that would be Triv.
Right.
Yeah,
correct.
That would be Triv.
That would be Triv.
That would be
Triv. In this conversation, is Triv? Hella. Catfish, I still can't figure out if that's good or not.
I feel like Triv can describe everything, but nothing at the same time.
Exactly.
You hit it
right
on the head.
I'm sorry. I am lost in the sauce, as they say.
Triv is good. Triv is bad. Triv is up and down. It's like, yeah, I'm about to make some cereal, so that's Triv.
Now look. Let me give you a perfect example. Like, you get some pussy, right? You be like, oh, that was some fire. You be like, oh, that was Triv. And then, boom, that same bitch, you can pull the gunnies down, and it just smell like a cheetah's paw, right? It smell like monkey.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that was Triv.
You'll be like, oh, that was Triv.
Hey, that's true.
How do you know what a cheetah's paw smells?
He is experienced in cheetah paws.
Well, first of all, how did you catch it? How did you get fast enough to be close enough to the cheetah to catch it? And then you didn't want to do it. You didn't want to run away. You wanted to sniff it. Like, there's so many questions. I understand the Triv, but I understand that Triv can mean so much.
You got to.
You've already learned
imagine,
so much right now.
You got to imagine that a cheetah's paw.
Hey,
you the motherfucker. Hey.
You know another Triv situation with the Sioux whooping? If you got a nigga that's out here big Sue whooping at the same time, blood, you done found out blood fucked on a punk, blood. That's Triv.
Yeah, that's
super
Triv.
That's Triv, blood.
That's ultra. That's ultra.
So that's
ultra
the biggest trim. Of the Triv.
Blood. That's big Sue whooping, though. Big blood game.
Did he use Vaseline?
Well.
No Vaseline.
No.
Let me check on this Vaseline shit.
Before we get to the Vaseline or no Vaseline, I would like to ask Project. Project, are you ready to play What YJ to Do?
Yeah, that.
That's true.
That is true. Here we go.
So I guess one last Triv question is, how about the Pussy Pope? Is the Pussy Pope Triv?
Nah, the pussy Pope, all right. She all right. I can't even lie, man. Pussy Pope pretty cool with me.
She said, yeah, she, but you couldn't say she's Triv. There's not even a Triv or Triv.
Now, she runs Triv. She can't be Triv for another motherfucker. But not Triv. She ain't Triv to me.
Oh, my.
She got Triv in her. She got Triv in
her. See what happens, Catfish, when you ask questions? This is getting out of hand.
Somebody need to ask one of them niggas is with or without Vaseline Triv.
Man. Super Triv.
Mm. Okay. Very Triv. Now.
That's very true.
Why did Kobe have to hit that raw?
Why did
that's,
that
that's what I want to know, Project. Why did Kobe have to hit that raw?
Why did Kobe have to hit that raw?
That's
why he kissed that raw.
I think he got caught in the spur of the moment.
Mm.
He was thinking with his dick and not his head.
That's right, thinking with his other head, as they say.
What was it a fact that he hit raw, though?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the song.
Yeah, that's what Jada says.
That's what Jada says.
Jada asks the questions here, not me.
Right. Well, I'm saying, but
yeah,
asking,
I'm just a conveyor of information.
I'm just saying, was it a fact that he hit raw, though?
No, I don't. I don't know if that was the issue or not. I mean, I think they already knew that. Well. I don't know. Fish, do you know about that?
That must have been.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
They had
the
semen
wrong,
all on
it.
I don't think it was ever confirmed if he hit raw. I thought she started changing up the story.
I heard he took the anal blood.
Okay, that's true. We have hit groundbreaking information on the blind box. We don't know if that question is true or not. So, Project, let me give you another one here. Why brothers can't get no jobs? That's right. In the words of famous Hulk Hogan, why brothers can't get no jobs?
Because we discriminated against.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Because you're discriminated against. Well, you and them. Yeah, us. Yes, discriminate. Yes, Jada.
Aha!
There you go. Jenny disagrees with you as well. We are three for three, I think, at the blood box, and that is very triv. Was that used correctly?
I'm like, you got to love him. You got to love him.
There you go.
We got a couple callers that we got to get to. All right, look, check it out. Caller number one, man. Look, this is the first time we ever did this show without music and with special guests that wasn't Bloods on the show, man. You know what I mean? So we having a little fun, shits and giggles, but we're gonna get back to some serious shit. I'm quite sure. Now look. All right, look. Well, it's some chat going on. What the fuck going on? What's the question? You got a question?
So a question from Nada26 wants to know, when does that Cherry Check album drop? The new Cherry Check album drop.
When are we dropping it, Don?
We just decided the other day to make it.
We just decided.
Bloods
is gonna be big.
Y'all ready for this November Vaseline?
Man, I'll give it to him with no Vaseline.
Fuck it, bro. I'm about to play the no Vaseline, bro. Fuck it. Let me play this motherfucker, bro. I'm finna give it to him like this. Here we go. Hold on. This is called diss track. No, give me a second, bro. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
For the people listening, there's college things that are going on right now, and you know, it's you just got to appreciate it. You know what I mean? Appreciate what you're getting.
Hey, I got a game that we gonna play. Hey, Catfish and GM, I got a game that we gonna play, and y'all can participate. I want y'all to answer. It's called G shit. Busting shit.
Oh, we can do that.
I'm gonna give you an example, and y'all will be like, "That's some G shit," or "That's some buster shit." I'm gonna do the same thing with y'all, and then at the end of y'all question, I'm gonna ask you, "Do you think it was the Don Mafia boot camp that did the G shit, or the buster shit, or was it the wrong kind camp that did the G shit, or the buster shit?" All right.
I am going to answer that as politically correct as possible.
Right. So
yes.
You're going to have to answer it because you're not going to know what camp I'm talking about. Now,
yes,
look.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I do not want to get dragged into anything.
Okay, look.
I want to make it out of here with my life is what I'm saying.
Hey, look, we're going to make it up out of here. Look, check this out. Motherfucker from San Diego, rapper, reached number 13 on the billboards, on the SoundScan billboards. Was that some G shit or some buster shit?
Fish, would you like to take this one?
I don't know. I'm stumped. I didn't expect when we agreed to come on the show that I'll be learning so much.
Eggshells, huh? I was walking
yeah.
on eggshells.
Uh huh.
Was that some G shit or some buster shit?
I will say, if for the perspective of wanting to be a successful artist, that was some G shit.
Was that some G shit or some buster shit?
I think that was some G shit.
Project, was that some G shit or some buster shit?
It was some G shit.
Okay, I'm going to agree. That was some G shit. Now, was that the Ron Karen click or the Don Mafia Moo click?
Oh, my gosh.
you got to kick it off. Was it the Ron Karen click or the Don Mafia Moo click?
The Don Mafia, no, I was just kidding. It wasn't them at all. Was the Ron Karen click.
Tony Lyon, was it the Ron Karen click or the Don Mafia Moo click?
Probably the Ron Karen click, like he said.
Project Bo, was it the Ron Karen click? Was it the Ron Karen click or the Don Mafia Moo click?
Probably the Ron Karen, blood.
Okay, I'm gonna give it down. That was some G shit from the Ron Karen. That was one G shit that we all agree with was G shit from the Ron Karen. All right, that was some G shit. Ooh,
man,
all right, y'all
like
made it too.
I feel like it's getting hot in here. Fish, where are you at? Did you leave me out to hang here?
No, I'm still learning.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now look.
You see what I'm doing right now? I'm really out here, all right?
Okay.
Anybody that's listening, give me credit here. Blind Box, podcast,
I got another question. Niggas is about to do a show. Somebody got on all red. There seemed to be a couple Crips in the crowd. Niggas say, man, you got on too much red, man. We can't go out there and perform like that. Was that some G shit or some busting shit?
Hell, that's some busting shit.
Yeah, I was going to say that was some busting shit as well. Well, of course you could go to the easy one, Fish. You know what? Go back to mute.
I was on mute because being on mute is trill.
Motherfucker, man.
All
right.
Was that okay? Now, so we all agree that was some busting shit.
Mm-hmm. That was some busted shit. Yes.
All right. Was that the Don Mafia Moo click that said you can't wear no red in front of the Crips? Or was that the Ron Karen click that said you can't wear no red in front of the Crips?
I believe that was the Don Mafia Moo.
Okay. Tia, what do you think?
Who said it?
GM said it, yeah.
Well, you know,
that's the other one.
Of course, that's an easy answer for me because not to keep 100, the Don Mafia Mook, the whole label is active as fuck. So,
we
want to claim.
It's a simple question.
What's the question again, blood?
All the fans already know that was some busted shit, and the fans know already know who did it. All you got to do is take a look at the logo. Y'all know who did it and who did
blood.
It. Straight up. That's a busted shit. That's some G shit. They had did some busted shit and some G shit, my nigga.
Who did it, though?
I got to know
if I'm right or not.
You hella wrong.
I was hella wrong.
You wasn't even
tripping.
You tripped.
That was Triv. Yeah, you tripped.
That was true. I apologize.
That was
true.
That was true. Okay, I got one more. I got one more.
All right.
You live with a well known homosexual for a year, and you answered that man's door with no shoes and socks on, and boxers, and no shirt. Is that some G shit or some buster shit?
I would say that is some buster shit.
Are you sure? You look like you could be persuaded to say that's some G shit.
No, I'm afraid of answering who that offense was by.
Okay.
I'm thinking ahead. You gotta understand. Like what I do on the blind box is we kinda think ahead. Like I already know what's coming next.
All right, everybody, I ain't gonna put you.
Shout out to both crews that I learned about tonight.
Let's play this song real quick, man.
No Vaseline.
Here we go. No Vaseline, man. This motherfucker will not play.
This one's for you, Fish, for being on mute.
It's cool.
What the fuck is that even
mean? You have a problem over there?
That was not Trip at all.
That was Trip.
That was not Trip.
Hey, GM, can you see if they know they white? Can you see if they know they white girls? I'm trying to load this, get this on the play.
The white girls game was something that we did right on the fly. I can bring up another game. Let me see what we got. Because the white girls game was I don't even know where that is, to be honest with you, in terms of like where we I think we had that in like the Skype window and all that. So I don't even think
they
that's
might.
Like available to
we can see if you know your black bitches though.
But Fish would get them. I would probably not be as up on it. I'm just being honest with y'all. Fish would probably get it. I'd probably swing and miss on a few.
That Vatican vagina. What about that Vatican vagina though?
That is a real ass place. Okay, hey fellas, real quick, over under on Kim's the DMX fuck. 3
from the song What These Bitches Want that featured Cisco, and also had Gloria Velez in the video. Shout out to her and the other video models out there.
Mm-hmm.
But how many Kims did he say that he fucked in that song?
The over under is 3. Did he say he fucked over 3 Kims by the end of the song, or did he say he fucked under 3 Kims by the end of the song?
I'm gonna go with the under.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, I don't think a nigga is going to be that repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's, all right, so that's 1 for under.
I'm going to go with the over. Just because motherfuckers
okay.
put a dub on shit.
1 for over.
I'm going to go with the over.
And 1 other for over. So that's 2 for over, 1 for under. I'm sorry, fellas. You're all wrong. He said about 3 Kims.
About
that's right. He said about 3 Kims. He wasn't even sure of the number of Kims that
he fucked so many he forgot.
Shout out to DMX.
Shout out to Frank.
That nigga was high when he wrote that.
Hey guys, I got one more for you. In Destiny Child's Cater to You video, again, Destiny Child Cater to You video, what was Michelle given? Beyonce was given a swimming pool. All the girls were given a gift. This is a multiple choice question. Beyonce was given a swimming pool. Kelly was given a sports car, and Michelle was given a diamond ring, B, a puppy, C, a lawn chair, or D, a bag of candy. Again, a diamond ring, B, a puppy, C, a lawn chair, or D, a bag of candy.
That's real.
I'm gonna say a puppy.
And she had to be sitting in lawn chair trying to look sexy. I'm gonna go with that.
That is correct. They gave that bitch a lawn chair. Beyonce got a swimming pool. Kelly got a sports car, and that simple bitch Michelle got a lawn chair. Everyone.
It kind of fits.
A swimming pool. If you don't watch the video, we're not making this up. This is something that really happened.
Yes.
That
was very real.
Mm-hmm.
That was true.
I mean, we might be all gamed out unless you guys are into sports. If you guys are into sports, we got some sports questions, but.
Oh, I'm definitely into the sports.
Oh, yeah? Well.
I'm definitely not going to get nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong? Is that what you just said?
Definitely not.
I got you something on the first one. Let's go. What were the original colors for the Atlanta Falcons?
The Atlanta Falcons?
Yes, the Atlanta
Falcons. Was one color gray?
No. No, it was not.
Damn. I thought it was the red helmets. The black with the black falcon on the side with the gray pants.
Ah, you have 2 out of 3.
That's not the original colors? What?
I can tell you. Red, black, and gold. Red and gold were the original colors of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I thought that was gray. That was great.
Exactly. There's a lot of baseball ones, and baseball is fucking whack. Which team originally drafted Kobe Bryant?
I'm gonna have to go with whatever Project Bo said. He's from LA.
The team that already, the Lakers.
Okay, yeah.
That is incorrect. The Charlotte Hornets actually originally drafted Kobe Bryant.
Exactly.
They traded the Lakers.
I thought the Lakers drafted him straight out of high school.
They traded him for Charlotte Hornets drafted them, and they traded him for Blade Divac.
Yep. Hey, I'm watching this motherfucker Jimmy Fallon, and this white girl just came out on stage, buff as fuck. She is stacked. God damn.
Who is it? I mean, who is
I need
it?
To know, I don't know my white girls. I need to step my game up. I need to step my game up, man. She is righteous.
Because Jimmy Fallon's not even going to be on with me right now. I guess we're in a different time and shit, so I can't even check it out.
Okay,
it's probably that Ronda Rousey
shot.
Bitch. Like if she's muscles.
Nah. Fuck nah. I mean buff like see that was Triv. That's the Triv buff that you.
Oh, that's a Triv. Okay.
It's a good thing. I'm gonna ask you this question. But look, hold on real quick. I got an answer in the chat room. When does the outro drop? Man, look, man. The outro, I had did the whole album all the way done, man. I'm going to keep it real with the fans. I had did the shit over the phone, you know, the regular way I've been recording over the phone and shit, man. And boom, so bam, I found a way to get my voice to where like it's like I'm in a sound booth. Now the trick with that is I redid the whole album. Now I don't know how, I can't figure out how to send the WAV files out. From the thing. So once I figure out how to send these WAV files out, then I get my shit mixed and matched, and I get this shit wrapped up and get this shit to the streets the way it's supposed to be. But right now I'm stagnated on getting my album out. I fucking recorded the whole shit all the way over. Unless y'all want me to release my final album the way I've been doing the previous ones over the phone, then I do it like that. But this is the outro. This is my final album. That's why it's named the outro, and I want it to be as perfect as possible. So that's what it is. And I apologize for the fuck up, man. But I probably saw him knowing it didn't work.
Is it possible to smuggle that out of college?
Nah.
Like to drop
anything's possible, but everything is electronically done. You know what I mean? So. It's like, it's just sending emails or whatever. I just don't know how to send the whole file, the session. I know how to convert it to an MP3 and put it out, but I can't put that quality of music out. I need to have my shit mixed and mastered.
Here's what I'm saying, Dip. I don't even know why I'm getting it. Okay. If you get a storage device, like a mini storage device or something like that, and put the files on the mini storage device, and then were to get that out somehow, would that solve your problem?
That's a brilliant idea, man. You've been to college before, huh?
No. I've watched a lot of shows. I've been to college once or twice, but not once. But it was not the kind of college that you're at by any means.
It was like a 2-year university as opposed to a 4-year.
Yeah, it was like a community college. It was like a community college in comparison.
Let me get Taylor Folk shout out real quick. I'm trying to. It's bread. The upload is bombing. As you can tell, it's bombing. GM, back to you. I just wanted to get Taylor Ford. Shout out, man. They all the chat rooms and it's buzzing.
That's cool. Shout out to everybody out there listening and shit.
Yes,
I appreciate y'all having us on the show. Real shit.
Man, we appreciate you.
But no, I was just saying, like, if you could get the files onto something, like a small storage device or whatever, get that out, then you don't have to worry about it. Then they can get it to whoever they got to get it to or whatever. That way you don't have to do sending files.
That was a brilliant. I never thought about that. I'm on that. That might work.
We're here for the people.
Everything is good.
the deal with the blind box is we offer perspective of different shit. So so that's kind of what we do is we I guess we kind of troubleshoot life.
Yeah, hey, and look, we got 90 seconds, man, so I just want to get a few things established real quick. Man, Lee Cullivan, hey, what's up to you, man? You see, I got that. What's happening, man? Shouts out, man. Shouts out to the homeboy Snoopy from Bompton, from Hollywood, man. Hey, Pyro definitely in the house, man. I don't know what happened, but we're supposed to introduce you to the fans and all that type of shit, man, but it is what it is. My nigga Project Bo, 50s, man, 50s, LA 50s, Dago 50s, Project Bo, we definitely in the house. My nigga Big Bird from Pebble's, we definitely in the house. All that type of shit, TL, AL's blood. Hey, shout out to my niggas right here. Yeah, I did say it. I'm so politically incorrect. GM and Catfish, my niggas. You heard it right here on the Blood Was Bracken show. That was true.
We appreciate it.
I send my love. Hey, shout out to all Dumb Mafia Move fans that's tuned out there in Blood World, man. Hey, tune back in, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to upload this song to YouTube or SoundCloud, man. But I got it. I'm going to upload it tonight for y'all, man, so y'all can get a bar, man. It just wouldn't play on the show, man. So that's what it is. I apologize, man. It's a little business, man. And that's what it is. I don't know what else to say, man. You know,
find us on iTunes. The Blind Box.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Do your shots out, man. Run your shots out, man. We got about 30
seconds. Just real quick, at official not you on Twitter and Instagram and you know, check out the Blind Box on Twitter or on iTunes. I mean,
you got to get the Blind Box. It is bombing, you guys. I swear to God, on Lakeport, it is bombing. Tune in, man.
Word.
Whoa, that is
word. Follow Catfish on Twitter, Catfish with a 1 instead of an I. I'll say it since he won't. I'm putting him out there.
He got he treated him right.
And that's true.
He's very